Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. In the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an army rising. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Praise the Lord, everybody. You were listening to Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobb. I love that song. I love that song. Amen, amen. Break every chain. Hallelujah. She said, there's an army rising up. We are the army that has to rise up. Hallelujah. We are the army that has to see these chains falling. We are the army that have to experience every chain, every shackle, everything that's ugly and not of God being removed out of our lives Amen, amen. We praise the Lord today. We thank you for tuning in to listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. I am your host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, along with our co-host, Mama, Sister, Mother, Ruby Larry. We just thank God for blessing her on today, and we ask the Lord to strengthen her. We thank each and every one of our listeners that have taken out of your busy schedule to fellowship with us on today. We're on this broadcast Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Lifting up the name of Jesus, we are here to encourage souls to pursue their destiny. We're here to empower them. We're here to enrich and enhance their lives and let them know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And that's, we're just not saying it as a cliche, but we are committed to serving God. We are committed to lifting up the name of Jesus, and we've been doing that this week. We have had a beautiful week this week. We're into Thursday. Today is Thursday, August the 1st. We're going on into the 8th month in the new year. Amen. And I heard the speaker, Dr. Singleton. We have enjoyed him for these past 2 days, and I heard him say we owe God some praise. We owe God some blessings. You know, we're always looking for the blessings. But what about blessing God? If we begin to bless God, hey, glory to God, if we just only just take a moment to just bless him in all of his splendor, in all of his magnificence, in all of his glory, I tell you, don't just seek him to be a blessing to you, but you seek ways to please God where you can bless him. Hallelujah. And that's our destiny focus for this week says, I, in Psalm 34 and 1, we took that scripture, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord, not my neighbor, not my sister, not my brother, but I. See, this walk with the Lord is personal. It's personal. You can't save anybody. All you can do is let your light so shine that men may see your good works. And when they see your good works, they're not going to take any glorying in you, but they will glorify the Lord God. That's who get the glory. That's who get the honor. That's who get the reverence. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless him today. I bless him today, and I thank him for another opportunity. Truly, I don't take God for granted. Hey, when he wake me up in the morning, I say, thank you. Before I close my eyes at night, I tell him, thank you. And I'm sure many of you all are doing the same thing. Amen. And when you begin to appreciate the Lord, his spirit dwells on the inside. And as you go through your day, you find yourself just thinking on his goodness, thinking on how wonderful he is, thinking on how gracious he is. Amen. So we're going to open up. We don't have a scheduled speaker today, so we're just going to freestyle a day. Hallelujah. Yeah, they call it freestyling. You know, you don't have anything on paper. You don't have anything planned. You know, we make many plans, and sometimes we can't carry out those plans, and it's good to plan. It's good to prepare. Amen. But you know what? When it comes to the Lord and when it comes to blessing his holy name, hey, you should already have something in the reservoir. Hallelujah. You should have something in the belly. Well, you don't have to be primed and pumped, but just think on his goodness. Oh, God, I bless you today. Amen, amen. So we're going to open right on up. I don't know if Sister Ruby, are you able to open up with the word of prayer, or did anybody on the line that we can call on to just open up with the word of prayer? We're going to bless the Lord today. Amen. We're going to bless the Lord today. Amen.
Sister
Ruby.
Sister T. She's on the line.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. Open up with prayer for us today.
Hello?
Sister T?
Yes.
Oh, yes, that's
Mother Ruby.
Oh, can you open up with prayer for us today, Sister T?
Yes, let me get back in.
Go ahead. Your line is open.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come to you just to give you honor and praise and glory on this day, Father. Father, we just ask you to bless the speaker on today, Father God. Cover him or her with your blood, Father God. Father, we just thank you, Father, for all that you do for us, Father. And we give you praise. We give you praise because you are worthy, Father God. We thank you for covering us last night as we slept and slumbered. You let no harm or danger come to our families, Father God. We ask you to continue to order our steps. Continue to bless this ministry, Father God. Father, continue to bless the host. And continue to bless Mother Ruby and all the people that come on this line, Father God, that they be blessed by your word, Father, that they can hear something that can help them throughout their day and of the things that they go through in life, Father God. We know you are a promise-keeping God. We thank you. This ministry, we thank you for being able to come on here and hear your word, Father. Let your will be done in every day, Father. We just thank you. We just have to thank you, Father, because
yes,
you are so worthy of all praise and all glory.
Yes, God.
We give our life to you today. We thank you for all that you do, Father. We just thank you, Father. We just cannot thank you enough.
Thank you for going on this line.
Let it be encouraging to somebody. Let someone say, what must I do to be saved?
Come on.
Set free, Father. Oh, Father, we just love you and we appreciate who you are.
Yes.
Just bless us today and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God knows what he's
doing.
Amen.
I don't know if you're in a quiet place, Sister T. Oh, God, I felt that one. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We bless you today, God. We give you glory. We give you praise.
We praise your holy name. Hallelujah.
It's a falling in love with Jesus. I just love the way she sing that song. God anoints you to sing that. Are you able to, in a place where you can just give us a chorus of that beautiful song?
Falling
in love with Jesus.
Falling in love with Jesus.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. It's the best thing I've ever done. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I wish I could sing it. Lord Jesus, falling in love. With Jesus.
It's the best thing I've ever done.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In his arms, I feel protected. Yeah. Glory, glory, glory. Lord, I feel protected. I love the Lord today. I don't know about you all, but I just feel like blessing the Lord. I feel like thanking him today. The scripture in Psalm 116 and 12 says, what shall I render unto the Lord? What shall I render unto the Lord all of his benefits unto me. And the psalmist say, I will take the cup of salvation. I'm drinking of that cup today and call on the name of the Lord. My God, what can we render unto the Lord? You know, we know that the earth is the Lord. Psalm 24 says the earth is the Lord in the fullness thereof. And they that dwell in it, they belong to the Lord. They that dwell in the earth, they belong to the Lord. So really, what can we give him, saints of God? That's a question I want to pose to you all today as we talk about I will bless the Lord at all times. And David said, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. What can we give the Lord that he would be pleased with? What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits, for all of his mercy, for all of his loving kindness towards me? What can I give him? That's Psalm 116, I'm sorry, 116. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. So when you decide to take that cup of salvation, in that cup, we have to allow the Lord to fill that cup up. And what are we going to ask the Lord to fill it up with? Certainly we don't want nothing devastating in that cup. Certainly we don't want no poison in that cup. Certainly we don't want nothing that's distasteful in that cup. But when we say we're going to take the cup of salvation, what are you saying? What are you actually saying when you say, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord? Well, first of all, you have to get the prescription for salvation. What is the prescription for salvation? What is the recipe? What ingredients go in that cup of salvation? Ah, God, I bless you today. Well, first of all, the Bible said in Psalm, in that same Psalm that we're talking about, 34, and I believe it's at 18, I got my Bible right here. It says, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. And save it, listen, people of God, he saved it, such as be of a contrite spirit. So in that cup of salvation, we must first repent. But before we could even repent, ah, God, I bless you today. Before we can repent, Sister T, God start dealing with our heart. See, you just don't go out and lay hands on somebody and not know what the consequences are of that act. You have to be ready. You have to be prepared. So God prepares our heart. And how does he prepare our heart? He prepares our heart by breaking it. By breaking it down. Where we become helpless. We become dependent upon him. We get out of ourselves and we begin to cry out to the Lord, Lord, forgive me. Lord, help me. Lord, come to my rescue. Lord, I need you now. Smoking Norfolk Water sung a song. I need thee now. I need you now. So God start working with the heart. See, because the heart, the Bible says, the heart is deceitful and above all else, desperately wicked. Who can know the heart but God? Hallelujah. So I don't have a prepared lesson today. I don't have a prepared sermon today. But I'm moving as the Spirit of God leads me on today. And I thought about that. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I said, well, what can we give the Lord to bless him? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. God has everything, and everything belongs to him. What can I give him? Well, Albertine, Sister Albertine did something that just touched my heart and broke me on down. And it'll break anybody down that loved the Lord. She said she was rededicating her life and her children's life back to God. Woo! We're talking about the cup of salvation. We're talking about rendering something to God. We're talking about blessing God. How can we bless him when he has everything? He's not looking for no things. He don't want you to bring him no things. He wants you to bring him your heart. He wants you to give him your heart. And when you give someone your heart, they have all of you, because your heart is you, and you are your heart. Ha! You can't give your heart away without giving all of you away. The heart is where everything initiates, everything origin. The origin, everything that formulates, is in our heart. It's in our mind. The mind is just another way of saying my heart. Whatever is in your mind, that's in your heart. Because the Bible also says where a man's treasure is, so shall his heart be. Where his heart is, that's where his treasure is. Uh-huh. Everything that we hold dear is in our heart. We hold our children dear. We hold our friends dear. We hold our leaders dear. We hold some of the people that we work with dear. We hold some of our neighbors that's been in the neighborhood that we lived around dear. We hold those things dear. We cherish them. Well, what about the Lord? Does he have a place in our heart? Does he have a place in our heart? Are we willing? Are we willing to really drink of that cup? Hallelujah. Ah, I'm reminded of the two brothers. The mother came to Jesus, and she said, Jesus, I would like for my sons to sit on your right and your left. She's looking for a position, and that's what get us in trouble, because we're seeking after position. We're seeking after position, but we're not seeking after God. We're not seeking after the will of God for our lives. And Jesus said, honey, you're asking a tough question. That's a tough question. I mean, that's a tough request. Let me rephrase that. That's a tough request. And then Jesus put it out there, can they drink of this cup? Who can drink of the cup that Jesus partook of? Who can drink of that cup? Who want to be whipped with many stripes? Who want to be crowned with a crown of thorns? Who want to be bleeding and carrying that rugged cross? Oh, we're talking about that cup, the cup of salvation. And that all goes together with what our theme for this week is. I will bless the Lord at all times. Dr. Singleton began to expound and give us some information pertaining to the books of Psalms and division. He said, folks shouldn't be even saying it's a division. There are books, there are parts of Psalm, and he began to tell us some of those Psalms, and you know, the first book, what that was, and then on into the second book, and the third book, and the fourth, and the fifth book. Amen. But we're talking about how can we bless the Lord? Psalm 34:1, that's our reference scripture. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. So we were trying to see, Lord, what can we do to bless you? So another Psalm, Psalm 116, and Paul said, bless you, I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me. Well, we're going to take the cup of salvation. So we said first, we must have a repentance. There must be a repentance. And God start dealing with our heart. Our heart becomes a heart of flesh instead of a heart of stone. God takes out that old stony heart. See, when we come in with a stony heart. Because for once, we all were born with a stony heart. Let me just say that. Because we were born into sin because of our father Adam and our mother Eve. Therefore, that sin, and you know, people marvel and say, well, how is this baby a sinner? Because they were born into sin. And that's why God sent his son Jesus to redeem us back, redeem man back where we can start over again. See, God gives us another opportunity. He gives us another chance to get it right. He gives us another opportunity to come before the throne of grace where we can obtain help. Hallelujah. So in that cup is repentance. In that cup is repentance. Okay? A broken heart first. Let's go with that. Woo! A broken heart. And that scripture is right in our reference scripture, Psalm 34:18. See, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. And save is such as be a contrite spirit. So let's go with that first thing is a broken heart. We're talking about blessing the Lord. How are we going to get him to accept us? What can we render unto the Lord that would be acceptable, that he would be pleased with? So the first thing is a broken heart. A broken heart today. Hallelujah. We're gonna get busy and see just how we can bless the Lord. Because we want to be blessed. We want our families blessed. We want our children blessed. We want our leaders blessed. So we're talking about taking of that cup of salvation. And this is not nothing I plan. I want you all to know. I told you we're freestyling today. We're doing a little remixing, talking about I will bless the Lord at all times. So God honors a broken heart. And two, a contrite spirit. Okay. Then after we began to come to the Lord, and we're talking about we're going to drink, we're going to take of that cup of salvation. What can we render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto us? Well, we're going to take the cup of salvation, and we're going to call on the Lord. And if we take that cup of salvation, heaven is ours. Amen? Amen. And so then we're going to repent. Hallelujah. Now, what else? What else can we do? Okay? We're coming to God with a broken heart. We're coming to Him with a contrite spirit. We're repenting. What else can we give to the Lord? What else can we bless Him for? As we begin to fill up this cup of salvation. Amen? Well, if we turn to, because after we've done all of those things, then there's a healing that has to take place. There's a healing that has to take place. So in order for that healing to take place, in order for that cleansing to take place, let's turn to Psalm 51. Ah, because see, we haven't even began to learn how to pray yet. Okay? That hasn't happened yet because, for one, our heart is broken. So when your heart is broken, you really don't have a mind to pray. You're looking for something to soothe that heart. You're looking for some comfort. You're looking for some relief because your heart is broken. Just imagine when you're in love and you're in a relationship with a man and you're a woman and a man. We're in a relationship and we become engaged. Uh-huh. And then we begin to call one another our fiancé. Okay? We're forming a relationship. And in that relationship there has to be some communication. Uh-huh. That's what happens in relationship. You have to communicate. Communicate with you. We have to talk to one another. Okay, so that's what we're doing with God. Our heart is broken. So therefore, guess what? If our heart is broken, we're looking for something to relieve us of that brokenness. So we're going to Psalm 51, and then we're going to begin to learn. Now, we've already, our heart is broken, we have a contrite spirit, and then God is dealing with us now where we're ready to repent. We're ready to repent. See, some folks are, take me to the water, take me to the water, take me to the water. Well, you can't get to the water until that cleansing process takes place. Ah, hallelujah. And God start dealing with your heart before you even get to the water. Take me to the water. Take me to the water. Well, something has to start happening before you get to that water. And, oh, God, I bless you today. Now, Lord, I didn't even petition the Lord for anything today. But I did say, Lord, let your will be done. So I'm telling you, I don't have none of this written now. God is giving me this as we're talking on today, talking about blessing the Lord. Hey, glory to God. So we said we got a broken heart, contrite spirit, and we're going to repent. Now we're going to go to Psalm 51. And this is a psalm of David, and everybody know it. And, you know, we sing this song. This is a common song, a very familiar song that we sing in our churches. We sing in our homes. We sing it because, guess what? We sing it because it sounds so fascinating. It sounds so wonderful. The words are just so beautiful, and we like to see it. So we're going to go to Psalm 51, verse 10. And it says, create in me a clean heart. You see what David is doing? David is repenting. He's repenting. His heart is already broken. Uh-huh. His heart is broken because guess what? God has gotten angry with him because of his sin. When he sinned and took another man's wife, committed adultery, God was angry with him. But the Bible says God had this testimony about David where he said David was a man after mine own heart. Now, if you are a woman or a man after God's own heart, You can't do wrong. You can't do evil and not go back and repent. And not go back and ask God to forgive you. And not go back and ask Him to cleanse you. All right. So we're doing a cleansing process. Because when we come to God, we want all of this filthiness to be removed. We want all of the evil thoughts. We want all of this flesh to be subject again. We want to kill this flesh. Where we can live victoriously, where we can live in prosperity, where we can live and walk and move into the destiny that God has prepared for us. Amen. God has a destiny for each and every one of us. So verse 10 says, Psalm 51:10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew a right spirit within me. So we're coming before the Lord and we said, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in me. I wasn't right. I knew I was wrong when I took the man's wife and violated her. I knew I was wrong. But, Lord, I need you to forgive me. I need you to start cleansing me. I know I've done some ugly and evil things in the world. I know I was a cursor. I knew I could cuss somebody out and tell them off. I knew I could be like Peter, take a sword and just cut somebody off. I did all of those things, carrying my pistol in my car. Oh, yeah, and I was ready for whenever it was going. Now, I'm ready. But, Lord, I'm asking you to remove all that away from me. Remove all the filthiness. Remove all the dirt, God. Create in me a clean water, a clean heart, excuse me. Get me ready for the water. Get me ready for the water. Oh, God, y'all better watch that water today. We're talking about taking the cup of salvation. That's what's going to please God. You see, God is pleased when we commit ourselves to Him. God is pleased when we do like Sister Albertine says she did, rededicate ourselves to the Lord, rededicate our lives and our family to the Lord. So David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Verse 11, he said, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Listen at that. So after he said, create in me a clean heart, he asked God to restore the joy. Hey, glory to God. Well, I don't think that joy is going to be restored until you take off and put on. Okay? God is getting us ready. That's a process for salvation. It's a process that we must go through to gain eternal life, to gain salvation. Yeah, I know we're living in the 21st century. Yeah, I know they're not doing church the way they used to. Oh, that's the old pokey, you know, like these kids tell me. Oh, that's old, Granny. We don't do it like that anymore. Well, the Bible my Bible tells me that God is the same. It says He doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So the word of God don't change. The formula that He's given us, it hasn't changed. Men change. Our hearts change. Our plans change. Our focus change. Our destiny change. I say, listen to what I'm saying. Ours, thy God. Because guess what? Earlier, last week, Aaron Singleton, Minister Aaron Singleton, was on the line. He said, he went to Jeremiah, the first chapter. He said, I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you. See, when we were in our mother's womb, God knew who we were to be. We abort God's plan because we won't follow a man's plan. We won't follow our sisters and our brothers' plan. Nobody is willing to follow the plan of God. Do I have anybody willing to say I will bless the Lord? Do I have anybody willing to say, what shall I render to the Lord for all of his benefits unto me? Do I have anybody that's going to declare today, I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord? What is salvation? Oh, let me just back up a minute. What is salvation? Lord, the Lord will mess you up. He'll mess you up in a good way. He'll mess you up in a good way. All salvation is the saving of one soul. The saving of one soul. Saving us from what, Sister Adrian? Saving us from eternal damnation. Saving us from ourselves. Saving us from committing suicide. Saving us from murder. Saving us from lying and being deceitful. Saving us from fornication and adultery. Saving us from being thieves and cutthroats and all this other damnable stuff. Salvation, saving of one's soul, rescuing us, pulling us out of a horrible pit, pulling us out the folds of the devil, pulling us out of captivity, and setting us upon a rock. That's what salvation is to me. Now, you may have a different definition. However, my Bible tells me that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. He said, the righteous run in, and they are saved. Do we want to be saved? Do we really want to bless the Lord? Do we want to really render and give him our all? Ain't too much we got to give him but our souls. Ain't too much we got to give the Lord but our souls. If you give him your soul, give him your heart, give him your mind, give him your body, give it all to the Lord, and I guarantee you, he'll give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. People will be amazed. How in the world can she go through what she's going through with a smile on her face? How can she go through with joy in her heart? How can she go through leaping, shouting, and dancing? We heard yesterday, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise him on the harp. Praise him on the timbrel. Praise him on the instruments. Hallelujah. That's how we bless the Lord. We've taken on the cup of salvation. And I believe if we take that cup of salvation, God will be pleased with our lives. Oh, moving on, moving on. This ain't nothing I prepared. Now, y'all know I don't be teaching because, you know, hey, I just jumped all around. But he said, create in me a clean heart with no right spirit in me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. So we at the place of repentance. Now, the fourth thing, we said, broken heart, contrite spirit. And I'm writing as I go. The Lord just given me this because I didn't have nothing. We going to freestyle, and I'm still waiting on the Lord. So he said, then we're going to repent. And then, four, we're going to take that. Our joy is going to be restored. Now, we're doing all of this before we get in the water. Because once you get in that water, it's over then. Once you get in that water, guess what? All of those damnable things I talked about earlier, they're gonna be left in the water. So we have to acknowledge some of this stuff before we get in the water. Because we don't want none of this stuff still on us. The Bible says we rise to walk in a newness of life. We got to take off the old man. So see, all of this old man is on us when we walk into the water. Oh, God, I bless you today. It's all on us. But God has started cleansing our heart, working with us. And when we go out in that water, we're going to leave all this damnable stuff there. It's going to be left. It's going to be buried. as we are immersed in this water. All of this is being buried, not to be resurrected again. Now, the only way to get resurrected again, Sister T, if you go back and get entangled, oh, God, I bless you today. If you go back and get entangled, if you go back and put this fire back in your bosom, you are going to be burned. Uh-huh. A man can't take fire and put it in his bosom and not be burned. Okay, so he said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. So all of God's going to restore all of that. But this is a process. We're talking about what shall I render unto the Lord? How can I bless the Lord? That's our destiny focus. I will bless the Lord at all times. And I don't think we can bless the Lord with nothing essential that's more essential than salvation. Salvation is the key to God's heart. Salvation is the key to the kingdom of God. If you want to get in, you got to come by the front door. You can't come no other way. He gave Peter the keys to the kingdom. He said, Peter, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Hallelujah. They won't prevail. So our joy, he said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. And he said, uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Well, we can't teach transgressors the way of the Lord when we're still in transgression. No, we have to be delivered. We have to be set free. Okay? So then, repent. Now let's go. We're trying to get a formula together for salvation. Because that's when we're going to take the cup of salvation. Uh-huh. We're going to render unto the Lord something that is beneficial, something that is respectful, something that is valuable. And nothing is more valuable than our soul. Nothing is more valuable than our salvation. When we get salvation, we have the full package. But we have to maintain our integrity. We have to walk circumspectly before God. We can't be in and out. He said we can't be warm. We can't be lukewarm. Excuse me. We have to be the hot or cold. Because he said if you're lukewarm Christians, God don't even tolerate them. He spit them out of his mouth. Because guess what? He said, I'd rather you be hot or cold. That's the kind of God we serve. And you say, well, some folks may be so full of, he said, well, I'd rather you be full of garbage. And I got a chance to work with you. I have an opportunity to help you. I'd rather you be like that than you to be slipping and sliding, creeping and hiding, all this so crazy stuff. You're either in or you're out. There ain't no in between with God, in or out. Uh-huh. Up or down, high or low, serving him or serving the devil. Mm-hmm. You can't have two masters. We already know that because we're going to love one and hate the other. Now, let me tell y'all, Jesus, I did not prepare this. Sister Ruby, I'm not with Sister Ruby today. But I said we're going to see how the Lord do this thing, maybe have some testimonies, do a little remixing. But as I sat here and tried to get ready, I didn't even get on to the last minute. Hallelujah, because I'm like, hey, I don't know who's going to be on the line, but the Lord is doing this, people. I don't know who's out in radio land. I don't know who's listening. I can't see the switchboard. We have to bless the Lord with something of substance. We have to bless the Lord with something that he can appreciate, something that he can adore, something that he can say, this is my servant. This is a woman of God and a man of God that I'm pleased with. I don't wait till he says, come in, thy good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. I can be good on this earth. They say, oh, well, ain't no perfect people, ain't no good. Well, the Bible told me when I see him, I shall be like him. Well, we know we're not perfect, but we have to strive to get there. We're striving for perfection. We're striving to keep on filling up this cup of salvation. Ah, God has a big cup. His cup is always full. His cup is full of mercy. His cup is full of peace, joy, long-suffering, meekness, patience, kindness, gentleness. God's cup, love, God's cup is full, and he wants our cup to be full. He wants our cup to be full. So the only thing I can give God today that he will be accepting is my body, my soul, and my mind. Romans. Let's go there right quickly, because I want y'all, I want to validate some of this stuff. I validate God's word. I'm sorry, not stuff. God's word is precious. Romans 12, 1 and 2, we were voting with this particular passage and these two scriptures. That's what we opened up our broadcast with 20 months ago. This is August, the 8th month in the year 2013. We've been on this line for 20 months. 5 days a week, really 7 days a week, Minister Billy Burns hosts the Saturday segment. And we come back on with early Sunday morning prayer for 30 minutes. This is an assignment. Some of my friends and family say, well, you're going to need to cut back. You can't keep on going like that and doing all that. Well, that's when I say I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Amen. So Romans 12, 1 and 2 say, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present. Here we go. We're talking about presenting. We're talking about blessing the Lord. We're talking about what can we give him? What can we give him that he'll be accepting of? It says that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's your reasonable service, is to present your body a living sacrifice, is to not be conformed. Don't let this world dictate to you. Don't let it govern you. Don't let it mold you. That's what conform is. I'm not going to let you mold me. I'm going to stay on the potter's wheel. And I'm going to let God mold me. I'm going to let the potter mold me. He is the potter, and I am the clay. Amen. He said, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. Our bodies have to be holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed. And we just told you, don't be conformed, Sister Ruby, to this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable. See, you got to prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The perfect will of God in man's life is to be obedient to his commandment and is to accept his plan of salvation. God has a plan of salvation for us. We have to accept that. How about this? I rededicated my life. I many want to rededicate their lives? How many want to say, Lord, I'm going to bless you with my life today. I'm going to bless you with everything that's in me today. I'm giving you my life. I'm giving you my body. I'm giving you a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable, it says, unto God, which is your reasonable service. Hallelujah. So we giving him, after we got our broken heart, our contrite spirit, we repent. He's restoring our joy. We're giving him our bodies. I'm giving you my body as a living sacrifice. And I just trust you when I go down in this watery grave that I'm going to rise to walk in the newness of life. Sister Ruby, get the scripture for me where we take off the old man, put on the new man. Take it off, put on the new man. But let's go on. We go into that. Let's go to Hayanomoshaya. They see, I didn't study because I wasn't supposed to do any of this. But the Lord knew what he had prepared for this day. Okay? Job said, man, that is, let's go to Job 14:1. All right, and see what that says. And I'm freelancing today. What did I say, Job 14:1. Hallelujah. We're talking about the cup of suffer. We're talking about blessing the Lord today. What can we give him that he'll be pleasing? It'll be pleasing to him. Hallelujah. Woo. Okay. Let's go to that first verse, 14:1. It says, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. What is that saying? We don't have many days, people. We don't have a lot of time. Oh, God, let's drop down in that same verse. Oh, Jesus, help me today, Lord. Help me. I wasn't going off. You had me to go this way. I don't know who it's for. Let's drop down to that in that same chapter, Job, and go to verse 13. It says, if a man die, shall he live again? If we die to this flesh, yes, we're going to live again. Our soul have to spend eternity somewhere, people of God. We're talking about taking of that cup of salvation today. Job said, if a man die, shall he live again? He asked him a question. Then he confirmed it. He said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. I'm going to wait until my change come. I'm going to wait upon the Lord. I'm going to follow peace with all men. I'm going to do what God has destined for me to do. Sister Ruby, did you get that scripture?
Yeah, I got one of them. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. Read that for me, Sister Ruby, please, ma'am.
And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. But if you want the one to take off the old, but that's one. Okay, I was looking at...
I can hear you. That's putting on the new man. But we're talking about we're going to put off the old man first. The old man is, let's go back up to verse 17 in that same chapter. read that 17.
Okay, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. Am I in Ephesians 4?
Yeah, that's it. Go ahead.
Okay, let me start again. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. Having the
understanding. Yeah, go read to 22.
Okay. Having the understanding darkening, being alien from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Verse 19. Who being past feelings have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanliness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust.
Right,
and he renewed
there.
The spirit
stop
and be
there,
renewed
sister.
In the spirit of your mind. And
all
that
right, Sister Ruby,
okay. Okay.
All right, you can stop right there. So it's saying, put off that old man and all of the former conversations that you had with your past bar friends and all of those ungodly folks that you reign with. And, you know, you went in to the clubs with and you went, you know, fornicated with. He said, get rid of all of that. He said, get rid of it, because guess what? I'm dealing with your heart now. I'm dealing with your heart. And when God start dealing with man's heart, man must conform. Man must conform. But let me move. I'm trying to move a little swiftly here today. Let me move. So we're broken heart, contrite spirit, repent, joy, and now he's giving us a new mind. He's giving us a new mind. Hallelujah. But The new mind has to be a control, it has to be in an atmosphere where it can thrive. Where it can thrive. What are you saying, Sister Bernard? You just can't run to every place and everywhere you hear somebody talking real good. You got to know them that labor among you. And the Bible said, my sheep, Jesus said, my sheep, they know my voice. And a stranger, they won't follow. Now, you're a sheep, okay? But you haven't gotten in full fellowship with other sheep. You got to surround yourself with like-minded people. You have to be in an atmosphere of change, like Dr. Singleton said yesterday, an attitude of gratitude. You have to be in a place where people have an attitude of gratitude, where they are thankful, where they are worshiping, where they are praising God. How? In spirit and in truth. Okay? Now, I had this scripture on my heart. Okay, Lord, I guess you want me to go to it. Let's turn to 2 Chronicles. Now remember, you're taking off the old man and you're putting on the new man. Okay? So we're trying to give God, we're drinking of the cup of salvation. We're trying to give God something that is going to be pleasing to him. Pleasing to him. Now, this particular one I'm going to, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. This is also a formula for the healing process and the cleansing process to begin. 7:14 says, if my people, and this was God establishing a covenant with the nation of Israel. Amen. But for 14, he said, if my people, which are called by my name. See, God already knows you belong to him. You're already one of his. But you have to go through the process. You have to go through the process to take on his name. Amen. So he said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. See, broken heart. A broken heart is a humbling heart. God is already humbling you when your heart is broken. That contrite spirit, that's humbling. You humble yourself. You're weak. You're dependent on something that you can't see. You're dependent on somebody that you can't even visualize. But you just know his word saved us. So he said, humble themselves and pray. And pray. Well, you don't even know how to pray yet. You haven't been taught God dealing with your heart. But as you rise to walk in the newness of life, then you get connected with the leader and with the ministry that God is directing you to. Then you're going to learn how to pray if that ministry is built upon prayer. You got some folks don't even pray. You got pastors tell you to pray, but they won't pray. They won't fast. They won't deny this flesh. I said that. It says, and pray and seek my face. See, you can't even see God's face because you don't even know how to pray. You're in a process of humility. You're in a process of brokenness. Okay? It says, and this particular scripture was just telling, encouraging the people of God, if they do these things, this is what God is going to do. And it says, and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins. So God is telling us, if we humble ourselves, if we come with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, God is listening to us. He's listening to us, but we don't have that right relationship with him yet where we're able to pray effectively. All we can say is, Lord, help me, as that Psalm in 34, that Psalm 34 say, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him. Okay, well, we cry out to the Lord hear us. Because remember, all souls belong to God. All right, now we got to go. We done did all this. We done repented. We got a broken heart. We got a contrite spirit. We have repented. The Lord is restoring our joy. He's giving us an awareness. He's making us aware now of what's about to go down. Okay, then we have to go over to the book of Acts. Lord, how did I get here today? Jesus. All right. And then when we go on to the book of Acts, he said, David said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto me? He said, I'm going to take the cup of salvation. We are rewarding God. You say, how can you reward God? You can reward God by living holy. You can reward God by giving him y'all. You can reward God by dedicating your life and your family life back to God, like Albertine says she did. That's how you reward God. You reward God with your obedience. You reward God with giving him your all. If you got to cry all night, the songwriter said, trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes. So much trouble, I have to sigh sometimes. I lay awake at night, but that's all right. I know that Jesus will fix it. Ah, hallelujah. So we going on over here in the book of Acts. And let's go to Acts chapter 1. And let's see what this promise. See, God has promised us salvation. He has promised us, hallelujah, the keys to the kingdom. He has promised us long life. There's some blessings that God has promised us. You go to Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 through 14, and read all those promises. He promised the children of Israel. Well, they are promises too, because we were grafted into this thing. We were Gentiles. We were dogs. Dr. Singleton said we were aliens. Hallelujah. We were strangers. We didn't even belong. We didn't even have a place. Hallelujah. But when the Jews rejected Jesus, he said, I got another people. God said, I have 7,000 that ain't even bowed to Baal. So don't you ever think you're the only one praising God. Don't you ever think because you're in a mega church, y'all got it going on. Well, God said, I got some folks you don't know of. Because he said, all souls belong to me, baby. Hallelujah. You better watch God. So verse 1, let's go to Acts 1. It says, and this was dealing with the appearance of Jesus after he was resurrected. And then he came, he told them, he said, I'm going to send you something back. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going away, but I'm going to have a place prepared for you. I'm going to have something that's going to sustain you until you see me coming again. Amen. So he said, but you shall receive power. Let's read verse 7. And Jesus said, this is Jesus. So he said, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father had put in his own power. So we don't know when Jesus is coming, but just know that he's coming. He said, I'm coming as a thief in the night. Let me finish it and we're going to close. And verse 8 says, but you shall receive power. Power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So folks telling you today you don't need no Holy Ghost. Well, I beg to differ with you. The Bible said Jesus told his disciples, he said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So when you get the Holy Ghost, you got power. You got power to denounce Satan. You got power to declare and decree. You got power to bind in the loose. He said, what you bind on earth going to be bound in heaven. What you loose on earth going to be loosed in heaven. And he said, and you shall be witnesses. See, we are witnesses for the Lord. Unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the othermost part of the earth. Now let's jump over to verse 2. Chapter 2. And we're going to read these first 4 verses, and then we're going to go on from there. Chapter 2 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. We're talking about taking on that cup of salvation. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. These cloven tongues, this was the Holy Ghost, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled. Listen, people. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. So if God filled them with the Holy Ghost, why do you think he wouldn't want you there? You think he was giving them power and he wasn't going to give none of us power? After the Holy Ghost come, you shall receive power. But you got to seek it. Some folks, you know, when I came in, you had the terror and said, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, and slime all coming out your mouth and you just passed out almost. Well, the Bible ain't tell me I had to do that. But I didn't know any better. And those that was teaching me didn't know no better either. All you got to do is open up your mouth. All you got to do is have a repentant heart. All you got to do is be ready to receive it. Once you're ready to receive it, God will take over your tongues. And that's what he does, take over your tongue. And that power that he gives you, that's power to help you live right. That's power to sustain you and get you through any situation. Uh-huh. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And let's drop down. And let's go to verse 17. And it shall come to pass in that same chapter, in the last days said God. This is what Joel prophesied. Now it's coming to pass in the New Testament. It was prophesied in Joel, and now it's being fulfilled in the New Testament. Everything that happened in the Old Testament, fulfillment came in the New Testament. Amen. And it says, and it shall come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. So I don't need no prophet or no prophetess. The Bible told me my Nino was going to prophesy. Rayel was going to prophesy. That's my sons and my daughters. That's my grandson and my granddaughter. And they said, and the Bible said, they're going to prophesy, and your young men, Nino, shall see visions, and your old man, which is my son, going to be 36 years old, he said, and your old man shall dream dreams. He's not old yet. He's still young. And all my servants, the Lord said, I'm going to pour out my, and all my servants and all my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Listen, people of God, you don't need no degree. You don't need to go to no school of the prophets to prophesy. There's somebody didn't tell me that. Now, they did have a school of the prophets in the Bible. But you know, they didn't say you had to go there to prophesy. This scripture telling you right here. He said, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon my servants and my handmaidens. And I will pour out in those days of my spirit. And they shall prophesy. So not only your sons and your daughters, he said, the servants and your handmaidens, they're going to prophesy. They're going to speak a word to you and say, with thus say the Lord. And it says, and I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor spoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And listen at verse 21, this is going to seal it. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Now let's go back over to, let's drop down to that same chapter. And let's go and see what the Lord is saying in verse 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, see, they was telling them all this in the upper room. Amen. And then when they heard all of this, they were pricked in their heart. They were pricked after God began to reveal to them all the things that he was going to do. And they said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, these were those that was in the upper room and those that was outside too. They had some more that wasn't in the upper room that was outside. And they heard what happened in the upper room and they got filled too. And Jesus and Peter and said unto the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, they're asking Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? I'm asking you today, if you say you want to bless the Lord, I'm telling you how to bless him. I'm telling you how to give him something that he's going to be pleased with. A perfect gift. Present your body as a living sacrifice. Give him all of you. William McDowell sang a song, said, I give myself away. So you, I can't say, I'm just quoting it, can use me. Here's my heart. Here's my mind. I'm giving it all to you today, God. Because if you didn't keep this little mind, I couldn't be kept. So he said, men and brethren, what shall we do? We're at Acts chapter 2. Then Peter said, we're at 38 now. Then Peter said unto them, repent. There it is again. Repent and be baptized. He didn't tell them to go down in the water. Take me to the water. Take me to the water. He didn't say go to the water first. Before you go to the water, you got to do some repentance. Before you go to the water, you have to have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Before you go to the water, you have to, God has to start some cleansing. He got to start getting your heart ready, getting you prepared where you can go into the water. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So the promise is already there. It's a promise for us to receive the Holy Ghost. For the, and then verse 39 says, Sister Albertine, for the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And I rest my case. I'm resting my case today. I'm resting my case today because guess what? I was obedient to what the Spirit was speaking through me to speak to you today. Psalm 34 and 1 say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. How can I bless the Lord if I don't give him my life? How can I bless the Lord if I don't drink and take up the cup of salvation? How can I bless the Lord when I'm living like a heathen, a hellion? I can't bless the Lord like that. I have to bless the Lord with a sincere and a pure heart. David said, create in me a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within me. Hallelujah. So verse 34 and 1, that was our reference scripture for today. And also Psalm 116, 12 through 13. Hallelujah. Where is that? 116, 12, 12 and 13. What shall I render unto the Lord? We're talking about blessing the Lord. If we're going to bless the Lord, we got to give him something. We got to give him something. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto me? I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. That's what I'm going to do. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble, listen to that word again, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Then I can go out and say, tell people all over the nation, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor woman cried. I cried one day, and the Lord heard me. And God saved me out of all of my troubles. The angel of the Lord, after God saved me out of my trouble, then God coming to my rescue. He's going to put some angels at my bedpost. He's going to put some angels at the entrance of my door. The angel of the Lord encamped it round about them that fear him and delivered them. Verse 8, I'm closing on this one. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man, blessed is the woman, blessed is the child, blessed is the girl, blessed is the boy, hallelujah, that trusted in him. Sister Albertine, if you're on the line today, you don't know how you please God by rededicating your life and your children's life back to God. Now, don't get weary. Don't be discouraged. Follow the blueprint that God has already prepared for you and your children. Because you're going to be the head and not the tail. You're going to be the lender and not the borrower. You're going to live above and not beneath. Oh, yes, that's a promise. Oh, we may not see it today. But we got to believe that everything that God has promised us is coming to pass, Sister Cammie. Sister Robin, God said he'll never forsake us. He'll never leave us out. that we got to be willing to give him our all. We got to be willing to give our bodies as a living sacrifice. That's what's involved. That's what is in this cup, the cup of salvation. It's a suffering going to be in that cup. Persecution is in that cup. Ostracized, scandalized, criticized, it's all in that cup. Glory to God. But just know that little that a righteous man has is better than all the riches of the enemy, of the wicked. Hallelujah. The Lord encampeth, that scripture say, verse 7 said, the angel of the Lord encampeth. What you mean it encampeth? It's surrounded. The angels are surrounding you. About them that fear him. And guess what? He also delivered us. So can no harm come upon us. We're covered by the blood. Ah, bless you all today. Anybody want to talk about blessing the Lord? Your lines are open. Oh, God, I gave you what the Lord gave me. And the Lord didn't give it to me until the hour, this hour. He said, I'll give you what to speak in that hour. And truly, I can say today, thank you, God, for giving me something to speak today to your people. You knew what you wanted to speak. That's why you didn't get me ready, because you didn't want me to speak under my own little intellect. You wanted to articulate this word the way you wanted it to go today. And I don't know who it's for today, but I believe that God's word will not go out and return unto him void, but it will accomplish that which he sent it to do. God bless you all. Back into your hands, Sister Ruby.
Oh, Sister T, your line is open.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, God bless. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I just want to thank God for that work.
Jesus.
Thank you for exactly who for today. For me. Woke up this morning feeling so terrible. I've been sitting around me. But just been looking to the Lord for it. Made so many terrible mistakes in the last few months. And I have any to God for it.
Lord,
I just thank God because this ministry is always been there for me. And
thank
I just thank God for everything that he's doing. I know he wants me to surrender it all.
Thank you, Jesus.
I see myself pick up things that he told me that I put down 3 years ago. And I see myself pick them up again. I just thank God because he
thank
says,
you,
I love you. And I'm with
Such
you. He allow you to go through all that you went through.
Yes,
God. And I'm just coming for him today. Just so the Lord can hope that I repent of all.
Thank
you, Jesus. He led you that way today.
Thank you, Lord.
I woke up this morning. I said, I just don't like the way I'm looking. I don't like the way I feel.
Thank you,
Jesus. And I talk along with God. I know what he brought me from. So, I just thank you guys for praying for me while I was away.
Yes, and God, bless us.
That's why I didn't have the phone, since he took it away. You don't need to talk to
God.
You don't need to talk to anybody. Don't you know who you are? You belong to me. You don't have to talk by the wayside. And you know who
Lord.
I am.
Yes.
So I just thank God today that you brought that word.
Thank
I know he knows what he's doing. And I just repent of all my sins. And I'm just trying to be the daughter that he wants me to be. going on, and I'm not trying to be influenced by it, but I don't like it here, and I know this is where he placed me.
Bless him. Oh, yes, God hears you, Sister T.
I do have the evangelist always praying.
Yeah.
And I love you so much. And I don't want to be on here perpetrating no fraud. Because I know who God is. I've seen him bring me off of the God Creek.
Yes, God.
He brought me out of homeless shelters. I've seen what he did for me.
Yes,
and I go back on him now after everything he's done to me. Jesus talked about today about these men, these wolves and sheep clothing. They are. He talked about being whole, heartbroken. Even after my heart is still broken from the marriage and everything. My heart is still broken.
Hallelujah. He's bringing healing.
So broken. He walk around here with a smile on my face.
Yes,
I'm broken individual. I know.
Yes,
but I know God loves me. I know he loves me. I know he cares about what's going on with me.
Lord, touch us.
So I just thank you for this ministry.
Thank you, God.
I love you guys so much. I just thank you for praying.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch Sister T where she's at, God. Oakland, wherever she's at right now, God, we ask you to touch her. We ask you to let your angel that the man of God talked about in Psalm 34, let your angels encamp around her, Lord God. Shield her and protect her, Lord God. Let her know that you love her. Comfort her with your love. Comfort her with your peace, God. And let her know that no weapon formed against you. Hallelujah. I don't care what you've gone through. Everything that you've gone through, every heartache, every pain, every disappointment, every frustration, it's all been left in the watery grave. Hallelujah. Touch off, take it off by Christ Jesus. Oh, help her to walk in this new life, God. Oh, God, I see. Yeah, you know the Messiah. You just say it in your word. Hallelujah, that our sons and our daughters would prophesy. Hallelujah, you said you would pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit on Sister T today, God. Touch her, Lord God. Meet every need that she have, God. Put her in a place where she can consecrate herself. Hallelujah. Put her in a place, Lord God, where people will love her and people will appreciate her. Put her in a place with some God-fearing saints, that's going to cry out to you day and night. Hallelujah. We'll not we thank you for moving in our life right now. In the name of Jesus, we declare and we decree blessings over this woman of God. Blessings, hallelujah. Reward her for her faithfulness and coming on this broadcast. Reward her for her faithfulness for going out in the street, hallelujah, witnessing for Christ, telling people about Jesus. She is a witnesser, hallelujah. She's a true witness, God. Oh, God, and you know everything that she has need of. Hallelujah. You know her weaknesses, and you know her strengths, God. Oh, God, strengthen her, hallelujah. And even where she's weak, build her up where she'll be strong. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus.
Excuse me, Sister Carter.
Sister Carter.
Praise the Lord.
Your line is so good. Message was really good. Straight from heaven. With everything that God says. Beautiful. Came in late, but I thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. I made it to hear the word of God, which is so powerful. It's powerful. I mean, God is
powerful.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Thank you,
amen.
Hallelujah.
And amen.
God, we bless you today, God.
Thank you, Lord. Oh,
Sister Carter is one of our prayer warriors that come on Sunday, and I mean she pray under the anointing. And she's on this line. If she don't get on, she go back and listen in the archives. So we bless the Lord for Sister Carter. Hallelujah. Continue to bless her, Lord God, and continue to strengthen her and her household, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Huh? Sister Cammie.
Yes, hey, good morning. Good afternoon. Sister Ruby, how you doing?
Blessed. Praise God.
I feel like that was a continuation from yesterday. So, yes, Lord, we keep getting fed and fed, and you're giving us the tools to live our life, pretty much, you know.
The
and
tools.
I think that's important. You can't do anything without tools, and I thank you every day for that. I'm grateful for the word. So continue to lift me up, my family, and my company in prayer, and I continue to lift you up as God moves you forward to greater things.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Dan. So I'm so grateful. I'm so blessed. Again, I'm so blessed, and I'm happy every single day I come on here. I feel so relaxed. I'm telling you, you don't need medicine. You just come on and get this word, and I'm telling you, I always feel like I'm sleepy afterwards. So I'm so grateful for that.
God give you a peace and a rest, Sister Candy.
Yes, honey. Yes.
That's when you had peace. I remember when you came on. You know, you first started coming on. You were a little restless, couldn't sleep, but now you have sweet peace. Look how good God is.
Yeah, turned it around.
Turned it around, and he's still turning it around for you, Sister Cam.
Yes.
He ain't through. The best is yet to come, so keep on trusting God. I tell you, the Lord said, take the cup of salvation today. That's what you give him. Give him back your life. Give him back your order, giving back your business. If we give all that to the Lord, we wouldn't have no words. We wouldn't even pray, because we know God got it all in his hands.
All in control. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Back to you, Sister Ruby.
Sister Dawn, your line is open. Sister Dawn.
I'm going to have to call her. I haven't heard from her this week.
She's on, but maybe she's busy. Okay, I see.
All right.
Sister Albertine just came on. Sister Albertine?
Yes, good morning, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby. I just came on. I didn't get a chance to listen, but I still want to come on and support. I'll go back in the archives and listen to it, but I just wanted to still send some love and say God bless you guys, and I love you guys, I'm going to go back in the archives and make sure I listen to it.
Yeah, I call your name several times a day talking about that. We talking about what can we give to the Lord? How can we bless him? Bless him with the cup of salvation. And I talked about how you rededicated your life and your children's life. And I said, honey, you couldn't have gave God no better gift than to give him your soul, than to give him your family. So I called your name. I didn't know if you were on or not, but it was of God. God gave us this word today.
Yeah, I was trying to hurry up and finish my client and get her out of the way.
Yeah, you got to work. We understand that, but we thank you for tuning in when you can. God bless you.
God bless you,
too.
Love
you.
Thank you so much. Love you, too.
Is this Ruby?
Oh, that's everybody.
Amen, amen. Well, we already have some remarks from Sister Ruby, and tomorrow we know we have Provoked Fridays, boy. I can't even believe Friday's already here. So we'll have Pastor Edward Hamilton with us, our life coach and pastor for Fridays. He'll be with us on tomorrow. So tune in early. You know he come on fired up, and he gets started right early, and he carries us on till the end. So we look forward to seeing you tomorrow for Provoke Friday. So, Sister Ruby, we going to get your remarks, and you can close us out with the song. God bless you all.
Amen. Oh, God bless everybody on the line. You know, is this truly a blessing when Jesus Christ come and he give his orders the way he have set it up in the kingdom of his church? And Evangelist Bernard preached, brought it back, brought the plan, the situation, the cup. She didn't waver and she didn't stop. She went on to where it was supposed to be, what Jesus told Peter. He going to build his church and the gates of hell should not prevail. And she went there to Acts 2:38, where you must stand. Number three steps she gave you, and then the cup of salvation. She didn't stop her, she brought it through. So I thank Jesus Christ in her that brought the word on how we are to do it. Please, God, to bless him. And when we do that, I say, Lord, I thank you for your word today. We do. Does us a superior blessing, you know. After we do that and we come into the family of God and cup of salvation and ask him and seek pray, giving our whole heart and body, I don't know why, to him. And I say, Lord, I thank you. And then once we do that and we become a part of his family, a chosen in him, we are redeemed in him, are made heirs in him. We are sealed in him. Bless everybody. Praise the Lord.
Amen, amen. We're going to ask Sister Carter, is she still on, to close us out with a word of prayer. I tell you, this was certainly, I don't know if you all know it, but I know when it's God and it ain't me. And truly, it was none of me today because I didn't have a note. All the scripture I had was our reference scripture, 34:1, and that was it. And the Lord took it from the Holy Ghost spoke today.
That's
I'm
right.
telling you. So I'm just always in awe of our God. We serve a magnificent God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that can really, he confound our minds. Woo, Lord. Who would serve
amen,
a God
amen.
Like this?
Amen.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank the Lord for the word. Thank the Lord for how God led you today. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for the direction of your word today. Lord, you shown us speak. Hallelujah. For your word says to open your mouth and you will fill it, Jesus. And you shown us fill it today, Lord. And the word went out. Hallelujah. Touch souls and mind, oh God, and let them know the truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we praise you and we thank you for it, Lord God. For you are all powerful, God, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, good God, we thank you. Let us hear here, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, draw the people together, Lord God. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, the same that came on today, Lord, for all that she's going through, Lord, strengthen her right now, hallelujah. For you are here right now, God, hallelujah. Lord, we believe your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father, bless us. Evangelist, Lord, continue to take her higher and deeper in your word, oh Lord. Use her for your honor and your glory, hallelujah. It is under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hey, hallelujah, Jesus, lead her, Lord. Lead her feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord. Oh God, you are such a wonderful God. And we thank you for this day, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Bless the Lord financially, Lord God, spiritually, Lord God, and the mighty name of Jesus. Open every door that seems shut, hallelujah. Bring the doors open for her, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You gave her this ministry, Lord God, and we thank you for what you're doing with it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we love you today, Lord, and we thank you. Hey, glory, glory. Oh, Jesus, I pray blessing on her. I pray a blessing on her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Oh, Lord, continue over your spirit, over her home, hallelujah, her surrounding, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. Glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Hey, glory to God. Mashanda. Hey, glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you. Thank you. We praise you. We thank you for this day. Jesus' name, Lord God. Oh, Jesus. Hey, glory. May glory. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. My Lord. My Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Walk upright before him. And I just marvel
over 50-some-odd thousand listeners at one time or another have listened on the archives, came on live and called into this radio broadcast, have listened live on the internet. I tell you, God is amazing, Sister Cabby. God is amazing, Sister Ruby. Sister Ruby and Sister T are the two that's on here today that was on this line when we started in 2011, December 2011. It's been almost 2 years. And people say, you know, you should, that take up too much of your time. You don't. But you know what? God taught me everything that I know, everything that I do. I give him the glory for it. I give him all the glory. Jesus, God did it. I couldn't do it. God did it. God did it. We never took a break. We never took a pause. Paid for this broadcast. Every month has been paid for. Never took no time off. Took a few days off, but somebody was always on the line. Sister Ruby, help. Sister Faithful, help during the time I left. And God has caused us to be able to train Sister Ruby to open. Sister Ruby was not one that was real familiar with the computer. Hallelujah. But she done learned this thing, and she opens up, know the little buttons that you, you know, God is amazing. He is amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Hallelujah. And I just thank him. You know, you get tired sometime in your body, but you know, the spirit, the flesh is weak, the scriptures say, but the spirit is always willing. Hallelujah. So I just give God glory for what he's doing. I marvel 20 months. Lord, if I'd have stayed in my little mind, I might have been dead by now. But I thank God because he renewed our minds. I thank God because his mercies are renewed every morning. Even when people count you out and say you're not able to do this, or you're not this, or you're not that, God always show up because he'll never make you ashamed. You can't give your all to God and God cause you embarrassment. He caused you to be ashamed. We make mistakes and we make some wrong and some bad decisions sometimes, and it causes us pain. But we can't cause, we can't fault God for our bad decisions. We can't fault God for the wrong things that we do. We can't hold God responsible for that. Oh, no, because God, he said, I'm willing that none would perish. He said, I tempt no man. But we are tempted when we're laid away by our own lust and our own desires. Oh, God, I got to quit. I just had to stop and give God some praise when I look at the back of this logbook and see all of these names I have recorded in the past couple of 114 names. These are people that I can call and just check on and see how they're doing and how God is moving in their life. Are they still blessing the Lord, or what's going on with them? You know, Lord have mercy. Albertine, God, you're going to have to write. God going to give you a script about this broadcast. Hallelujah. Woo! Just drop that in my spirit. This is God. This is not us people of God. This is God. Okay. Hallelujah. I just thank you. We were talking about blessing the Lord today. I will bless the Lord at all times.
Amen.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth. God bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow for Provoke Friday.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Excuse me. We're going to go out and use.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know the things. cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine
the pain, the trial.
The pain, the trial God has to endure.
You don't know.
You don't know my story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know the day he
came. I was at my lowest.
At my lowest.
Look, somebody in the face.
God did.
Yes, he did, God did.
I can't take credit for it.
Bless you all.